Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we just don't care. We'll play some songs just because. We'll do some blazing and request some identification. The first segment of last week's show was dedicated to James, Jackson, and Forrest, who are hiking the Appalachian Trail. And I remarked that the trail is marked by about 165,000 white tree blazes. I almost played Blazin' the Trail by Al Boley in that set, but it had too much of a cowboy western prairie get-along little dogie feel to it. I'm not going to play it tonight either, but we are going to have a segment about blazing anyway, beginning with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra.
Gazing at a blazing fire, all alone with thoughts of you. Dreams go marching by, and I wonder why they never come true. Gazing at a blazing fire, you are right before my eyes. Can it be the flame whispering your name, or my heart that sighs? Once in a night in December, two hearts sang a warm refrain. Now, like this burning ember, only ashes of love remain. Gazing at a blazing fire, dreaming you are still my own. But with the coming dawn, when the fire is gone, I'll be all alone.
Thank you. smoke clouds. We'll never worry, should they come another day. And as the bonfire keeps on burning, happy days will be returning. While the band keeps playing, we'll let our troubles blaze away.
Was the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, directed by Ray Noble, with Jack Turner and chorus providing the vocal on Blaze Away. That recording was made August 25, 1931, but Blaze Away had been written in 1901 by Abraham Holtzman. Abe Holtzman was born in New York City in 1874. He received a formal musical education in Germany and at the New York Conservatory of Music, and composed popular songs, cakewalks and rags, including Smoky Mokes, Native American-themed pieces such as Flying Arrow and Marches, as you just heard. The cheer-up lyrics to Blaze Away, which you heard there sung by Jack Turner and chorus, were written in 1931 by Jimmy Kennedy, who also wrote the words to John W. Batten's tune The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Abe Holtzman worked for music publishers Leo Feist and Jerome Remick and died on January 16, 1939. Before Blaze Away, the Coon Sanders Orchestra was Blazin', a Joe Sanders original composition. That was recorded in Chicago on June 27, 1928, and was preceded by Anson Weeks and his orchestra, who were gazing at a blazing fire on January 26, 1937. The vocalist there was Pete Filling, F-Y-L-L-I-N-G, who played trumpet in the band. We started off that blazing set with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, not with White Tree Blazes, but Blue Blazes, from February 7, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played an acoustical recording of an instrumental version of Who's Who Are You in connection with Peter Van Steeden's birthday. Well, here's an electrical recording of a vocal version of that song, along with some other rapidly rotating records requesting identification.
Smile that has all others beat a mile, oh gee. who holds your hand, meets your demand, who calls you baby. Oh, what I'd give if I knew, say tell me who are you? Like sugar plum pies, whose honey are you? You've got a tiny little touch of heaven in your fingertips. You've got all the rest of heaven on your sugar-coated lips. Who's gonna get you? Some Sunday go meeting, whose little heart leaps and wants you for keeps. Whose honey are you? Please tell me, have you really made your mind up who it's gonna be? Don't you think before we wind up, we're terrific, you and me. Whose honey are you? Whose dream of perfection? Who's gonna raise Cain until you explain? Whose honey are you?
Thank you. we must part. Who won the race for a place in your heart? Gray days is all I have now. Gray days all have left me somehow. Oh, I'd give a lot just to squeeze you up tight. Whose arms are you in tonight?
We asked a lot of questions in that set, but I'm not sure that we got any answers. We started with Paul Ashe and his orchestra and Who's Who Are You? The vocalist on that February 11, 1926 Columbia recording was Milton Watson. If you listened to last week's show, you'll remember that Who's Who Are You was written by... That's right, Jesse Greer, Raymond Clugas, and Abel Green. Next, from a 1935 Dodge Show radio transcription disc, it was Ruth Etting with Victor Young's orchestra and Whose Honey Are You? That was followed by the All-Star Trio, saxophonist Wheeler Wadsworth, pianist Victor Arden, and xylophonist George Hamilton Green, and the musical question, Whose Baby Are You? Whose Baby Are You was written by Jerome Kern for the show The Night Boat and was recorded by the All-Star Trio several times in 1920 and released on Aeolian Vocalion, Emerson, OK, Grey Gull, and Brunswick, which is the one we heard. We finished up with Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra recording for Columbia in Los Angeles on September 30, 1926, and Whose Arms Are You In Tonight? Which, in order to be grammatically correct, I think would be, In Whose Arms Are You Tonight? The Spanish Ballroom was a popular nightclub in Portland, Oregon, and not only did Cole McElroy direct the orchestra, but he owned and operated the ballroom. Last week I played On a Little Bamboo Bridge by Abe Lyman in connection with the Queensboro Bridge. Well, here are some other vintage songs about bamboo, beginning with Roger Wolf Kahn.
Thank you.
was the less than full Paul Whiteman Orchestra, known as the Virginians, led by Ross Gorman, and Where the Bamboo Babies Grow. Victor issued take 5 of that Walter Donaldson tune from a November 17, 1922 session. That was preceded by Gene Rodemick's orchestra a few months earlier in June of 1922 in Bamboo Bay. Walter Donaldson must have had a thing about bamboo because he also wrote that along with Raymond B. Egan and Richard Whiting. We began that bamboo set with Frank Munn, backed by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, who were all in a bamboo garden on September 7, 1928. Well, I guess Walter Donaldson had a downright obsession with bamboo, because he wrote that as well. I'm Glenn Robison with a downright obsession for Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes. Here's Fats Waller to start off a set of Because songs. Why? Well, for no particular reason, just because.
Thank you. But although I know we're parted, you're the sweetheart of my dreams.
Thank you. I do.
We began that Because set with Fats Waller in his rhythm and Because of Once Upon a Time. That Bernard Malton, Harry Stride, Joe Young composition was recorded January 5, 1935. Next, it was probably the only recording of Because You Are My Dream Girl, sung there by the composer Bob Nolan, backed by Blue Steel and his orchestra on February 10, 1928. That was Blue Steel on trombone. That was followed by the Chubb Steinberg Orchestra and Because They All Love You, composed by Jack Little. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Tommy Maley. A couple of weeks ago, I played another record by the Chubb Steinberg Orchestra and mentioned that Chubb Steinberg was a music store in Cincinnati. What I didn't mention is that Chubb was Howard Chubb and Steinberg was Eli Steinberg, who were business partners in the enterprise. That February 16, 1925 recording by Jeanette contains the first recorded solo by trumpeter Wild Bill Davison, who was only about 25 at the time. We finished up with Doc Dougherty and his orchestra and Because You Love Me, Baby, from July 19, 1929. The vocalist there was Fred Erdman.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
For this final segment of the show, I just don't care. Here are the six jumping jacks.
Why should I care?
You know I don't care.
Thank you.
The lion's there. So when your sugar shook, shook, sugar is somebody else, who says they don't care? Who says they don't care?
Thank you.
caring still more every day.
We began this final segment of the show with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and I Don't Care from September 11, 1928. Next, it was Al Lynch and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Domino 78 as Pierrot Syncopators, and Who Says They Don't Care? The vocalist in that March 7, 1928 recording was Al Lynch himself. That was followed by Vaughn DeLeith with I'm Making Believe That I Don't Care from November 11, 1927. Bob Herring was credited on the label of that Brunswick 78 as the Colonial Club Orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.